Beyond presents spoilers for The World and the Child, or Mundus et Infants by the Unknown. Good title. This is the second of four episodes, looking at the play in moderately excessive detail, covering lines 237 to 490-ish, the appearance of conscience. Following are some introductory notes and a plain text audio recording of the dialogue, a plain text being the first cut edit of our full cast audio adaptation. It has all the text, but no SFX, no Foley, and it's the edit we use to hunt out textual errors, retakes or cuts, so it's not perfect, and we may change the take for the final thing. If you want to just enjoy our production, stop listening now and wait for the release. Seriously, this is an exercise that some people won't enjoy. If it ain't for you, move on. If you're still listening, let's enter spoiler land.
Spoiler land.
When the fun stops, stop. The story so far. A child is born into the world. The world offers him bright, shiny things as he grows up in the sinful world. And as he reaches manhood, he is shown the seven deadly sins who are presented as kings he should follow. The world then withdraws, ostensibly to get changed, while manhood gets to address the audience. And in a vein like the world earlier, and much medieval drama, in that he now makes his boast about how great he is.
Peace! Now peace, ye fellows all about. Peace now, and hearken to my saws. For I am lord both stalworthy and stout. All lands are led by my laws. Baron was there never born that so well him bare, a better, ne a bolder, nor a brighter of blee. For I have might and main over countries far, and manhood mighty am I named in every country. For Salerno and Samers and Andalusia, Calais, Kent and Cornwall have I conquered clean, Picardy and Pontoise and gentle Artois, Florence, Flanders and France, and also Gascoigne. All I have conquered as a knight. There is no emperor so keen that dare me lightly teen, for lives and limbs I lean, so mickle is my might.
He's great, wherever he goes. He's just amazing. What a guy, he says about himself. Good that he got his pride out of his system. Oh, no, actually he has some more.
For I have boldly blood full piteously dispilled. There many have left fingers and feet, both head and face. I have done harm on heads, and knights have I killed. And many a lady for my love hath said, alas, brigand harness I have beaten to back and to bones, and beaten also many a groom to ground. Breastplates have I beaten, as Stephen was with stones, so fell a fighter in a field, was there never refound. To me no man is maked, for manhood mighty that is my name. Many a lord have I do lame, wander wide walketh my fame, and many a king's crown have I cracked. I am worthy and white, witty and wise. I am royal arrayed to reaven under the wrists. I am proudly apparelled in purpur and bis. As gold I glister in gear. I am stiff, strong, stalwart, and stout. I am the royalist readily that renneth in this rout. There is no knight so grisly that I dread nor doubt.
And as we reach the end of his boast, we get to the root cause of his amazingness. It's those kings he follows, the seven deadly sins. No wonder he's such a prideful git.
For I am so doubtly dight that there may no dint me dear. And the king of pride, full pressed with all his proud presence, and the king of lechery, lovely his letters have me sent, and the king of wrath, full wordily with all his intent, they will me maintain with main and all their might. The king of covetous, and the king of gluttony, the king of sloth, and the king of envy, all those send me their livery. Where is now so worthy a wight, yea, as a wight-witty? Here, in this seat sit I, for no loves let I here for to sit.
A manhood sits, presumably in the throne that the world vacated earlier. The image is presented that he echoes the world in the worldly sins and pleasures and pride. But no sooner is he comfy, but enter the personification of conscience. And here conscience doesn't necessarily mean exactly as he does now. In the context of this play, he is presented as a friar, as an explicitly religious conscience, there to make manhood think about Christian values. Enter conscience, and the first thing he does is bless the audience and bids them all pray to God.
Christ, as he is crowned king, save all this comely company, and grant you all his dear blessing that bonnily brought you on the rude tree. Now pray you prestly on every side to God omnipotent, to set our enemy sharply on side, that is, the devil and his covent, and all men to have a clear knowing of heaven bliss, that high tower. Methink it is a necessary thing for young and old, both rich and poor, poor conscience for to know. For conscience clear, it is my name.
In case you didn't get that his name is conscience and what it means, he will do a helpful exposition on this point, and also on how conscience, and by extension people who are virtuous, are often not very popular.
Conscience counselleth both high and low, and conscience commonly beareth great blame. Blame, yea, and oft times set in shame. Wherefore I read you, men, both in earnest and in game, conscience that ye know. For I know all the mysteries of man. They be as simple as they can, and in every company where I come, conscience is outcast. All the world doth conscience hate. Mankind and conscience been at debate, for if mankind might conscience take, my body would they brast, yea, and work me much woe.
As if to prove the point that conscience is a bit set upon, manhood sets upon him.
Say how, fellow, who gave thee leave this way to go? What? Weenest thou I dare not come thee to?
Oh,
Thou harlot, whither in haste?
What? Let me go, sir. I know you naught.
No, bitched brothel, thou shalt be taught.
No.
For I am a knight, and I was sought. The world hath advanced me.
A bit of a scuffle here. A nobleman abusing someone of the cloth? Disgraceful. Conscience wants to know who this guy is.
Why, good sir knight, what is your name?
Manhood. Mighty in mirth and in game. All power of pride have I ta'en. I am as gentle as jay on tree.
Ah, yes, says the man who just literally assaulted someone. Conscience isn't impressed. You clearly had a terrible upbringing. Can't you recognise conscience when you see him?
Sir, though the world have you to manhood brought, to maintain manner you were never taught. No, conscience clear, you know right naught, and this longeth to a knight.
Conscience? What the devil man is he?
Sir, a teacher of the spirituality.
Spirituality? What the devil may that be?
Sir, all that be leaders into light.
Light? Yea, but hark, fellow, yet light fain would I see.
Will ye so, Sir Knight? Then do after me.
Yea, and it to pride's pleasing be, I will take thy teaching.
It's a fascinating little exchange. Manhood hasn't heard of conscience or the concept of spirituality, but he can be drawn towards a shiny thing. Light. He'd like a bit of that, so long as he doesn't have to leave pride behind, and thus the lesson begins.
Nay, sir, beware of pride, and you do well. For pride Lucifer fell into hell, till doomsday there shall he dwell, without an any outcoming. For pride, sir, is but a vain glory.
Peace, thou brothel, and let those words be, for the world and pride have advanced me. To me men loot full low.
Manhood won't give up his patron, pride's been good to him, but conscience has examples. Robert of Sicil, pride did him in.
And to beware of pride, sir, I would counsel you, and think on King Robert of Sicil, how he for pride in great poverty fell, for he would not conscience know.
Don't feel bad for not knowing who this Robert is. He's from a romance story of a king whose pride annoys God a lot, so an angel takes his throne from him until he learns a bit of humility. This example is not enough for manhood, who tells him where to go. I don't know your cultural reference points. Why should I listen to you?
Yea, conscience, go forth thy way, for I love pride, and will go gay. All thy teaching is not worth a stray. For pride, clep I, my king.
Sir, there is no king but God alone, that bodily bought us with pain and passion because of man's soul's redemption. In scripture thus we find.
Conscience throws in that you can't follow pride and God, and manhood, reluctantly convinced, moves on to the next king he follows. Can I keep lechery?
Say, conscience, see if thou wouldst have pride from me. What sayest thou by the king of lechery? With all mankind he must be, and with him I love to ling.
Nay, manhood, that may not be. From lechery fast you flee, for encumbrance it will bring thee, and all that to him will lend.
No, you can't keep lechery. And the bargaining continues, down through the sins, sloth, gluttony, envy, wrath, etc.
Say, conscience, of the king of sloth, he hath behind me mickle troth, and I may not forsake him for wrath, for with him I think to rest.
Manhood, in scripture thus we find that sloth is a traitor to heaven king. Sir Knight, if you will keep your king, from sloth clean you cast.
Say, conscience, the king of gluttony, he saith he will not forsake me, and I purpose his servant to be with main and all my might.
Think, manhood, on substance, and put out gluttony for cumbrance, and keep you with good governance, for this longeth to a knight.
What, conscience, from all my masters thou wouldst have me? But I will never forsake envy, for he is king of company, both with more and less.
Nay, manhood, that may not be, and ye will cherish envy. God will not well pleased be to comfort you in that case.
Aye, from five kings thou hast counselled me, but from the king of wrath I will never flee, for he is in every deed doughty, for him dare no man rout.
Nay, manhood, beware of wrath, for it is but superfluity that cometh and goeth. Yea, and all men his company hateth, for oft they stand in doubt.
God damn it, conscience, can't I keep one vice? And manhood lets rip, you're no fun.
Fie on thee, false flattering friar. Thou shalt rue the time that thou came here. The devil mot set thee on a fire, that ever I with thee meet. For thou counsellest me from all gladness, and would be set into all sadness. But ere thou bring me in this madness, the devil break thy neck.
And he pulls himself together a bit, and the final bit of bargaining for the last sin begins.
But Sir Friar, evil mote thou thee! From 6 kings thou hast counselled me, but that day shall thou never see to counsel me from covetise.
And you'd expect Conscience to say he can't keep covetousness, but no. Conscience says, nah, covetousness, oh, that's cool. But there's a bit of bait and switch coming up.
No, sir. I will not you from covetise bring. For covetise I keep a king. Sir, covetise in good doing is good in all wise. But, Sir Knight, will ye do after me and covetise your king shall be?
Yea, sir, my troth I plight to thee, that I will work at thy will.
Manhood, will ye by this word stand?
Yea, Conscience. Hear my hand. I will never from it fang, neither loud ni still.
So Conscience has got Manhood to swear to follow covetise in good doing. And now he explains what Manhood has signed up for.
Manhood, ye must love God above all thing. His name in idleness ye may not ming. Keep your holy day from worldly doing. Your father and mother worship I. Covet ye to slay no man, nay, do no lechery with no woman. Your neighbour's goods take not by no way, and all false witness ye must deny. Neither ye must not covet no man's wife, nor no good that him belieth. This covetise shall keep you out of strife. These been the commandments 10. Mankind, and ye these commandments keep, heaven bliss are you beheat. For Christ's commandments are full sweet and full necessary to all men.
What, Conscience? Is this thy covetise?
Yea, Manhood, in all wise, and covet to Christ's service, both to matins and to mass, ye must, Manhood, with all your might, maintain holy church's right, for this longeth to a knight, plainly in every place.
Oh,
Manhood. Manhood is really not a fan. But if I lose all the sins, doesn't that mean we've banished fun?
What, Conscience, should I leave all game and glee?
Nay, Manhood, so mote I thee, all mirth in measure is good for thee. But, sir, measure is in all thing.
Banished fun? No! Haven't you heard Christian rock? You can have virtuous fun. Just within strictly defined areas of enjoyment. Measure in all things. And Manhood hasn't really heard of impulse control.
Measure, Conscience? What thing may measure be?
Sir, keep you in charity, and from all evil company, for doubt of folly doing.
Folly? What thing callest thou folly?
I'm glad you asked that question, as folly is a character later in the play. Let me explain. He's sort of a mix of many sins. A sin medley, if you will.
Sir, it is pride, wrath and envy, sloth, covetise and gluttony. Lechery, the seventh is. These 7 sins I call folly.
To which statement, Manhood gives into some buyer's remorse. Conscience reassures him he can still wear nice clothes and have fun a bit.
What? Thou liest! To this 7 the world delivered me and said they were kings of great beauty and most of main and might. But yet, I pray thee, sir, tell me, may I not go arrayed honestly?
Yes, Manhood, hardily, in all manner of degree.
But I must have sporting of play.
Sickly, Manhood, I say not nay. But good governance keep both night and day and maintain meekness and all mercy.
All mercy, Conscience, what may that be?
Sir, all discretion that God gave thee.
Discretion I know not, so mote I thee.
Sir, it is all the wits that God hath you send.
And just as Conscience is probably rolling his eyes, Mercy? Discretion? Really? You've never heard of mercy? And finally, the penny drops and man kinda gets it.
Ah! Conscience! Conscience! Now I know and see, thy cunning is much more than mine. But yet, I pray thee, sir, tell me, what is most necessary for man in every time?
Sir, in every time, beware of folly. Folly is full of false flattering. In what occupation that ever ye be, always, ere ye begin, think on the ending for blame. Now, farewell, manhood. I must wend.
Now, farewell, conscience. Mine own friend.
I pray you, manhood, have God in mind. Oh, and beware of folly and shame.
Yes, yes, yea, come wind and rain. God let him never come here again. Now he is forward. And I am right fain, for in faith, sir, he had near counselled me all amiss.
And having reminded manhood to keep away from folly and shame, exit conscience to change into folly. And to cover that quick change, again, assuming this is a two-person show, manhood speaks to the audience with the zeal of a convert. Yes, he will follow conscience's teaching.
Now I have bethought me. If I shall heaven win, conscience teaching I must begin. And clean forsake the kings of sin that the world me taught. And conscience servant will I be. And believe as he hath taught me upon one God and persons three that made all things of naught. For conscience clear I clep my king and his knight in good doing. For right of reason, as I find conscience teaching is true.
And here manhood returns to the question of the world. He acknowledges that the world is full of boast, but he does have to live in the world, so he won't completely turn against him.
The world is full of boast, and saith he is of might most. All his teaching is not worth a coast, for conscience he doth refuse. But yet will I him not forsake, for mankind he doth merry make. Though the world and conscience be at debate, yet the world will I not despise. For both in church and in cheaping and in other places being, the world findeth me all thing and doth me great service. Now here, full pressed, I think to rest. Now mirth is best.
So there's a little bit of backsliding here, setting up the appearance of folly, almost as if he conjured him by thinking about a bit of earthly mirth. But that's it for this section, for this second movement of The World and the Child. If you have any thoughts about my brief breakdown of the text, or if you have any disagreements with my thoughts, or if I'm just wrong, just wrong, that was wrong, let me know. Just tell me, I don't mind. I might re-edit based on your thoughts. Or I might not, I might just let it slide. If you want more on this play, there's an exploring session on the podcast and YouTube and more besides on the website. But till next time, I've been your host, Robert Crichton, and I leave you with the plain text edit of the second movement of The World and the Child, with Rob Meissen as Conscience and myself, Robert Crichton, as Manhood. Enjoy.
Peace! Now peace, ye fellows all about! Peace now, and hearken to my saws. For I am lord, both stalworthy and stout, All lands are led by my laws. Baron, was there never born that so well him bare, a better, ne a bolder, nor a brighter of blee? For I have might and main over countries far, and manhood mighty am I named in every country. For Salerno and Samers and Andalusia, Calais, Kent, and Cornwall have I conquered clean, Picardy and Pontoise and gentle Artois, Florence, Flanders, and France, and also Gascoigne. All I have conquered as a knight. There is no emperor so keen that dare me lightly teen, for lives and limbs I lean, so mickle is my might. For I have boldly blood full piteously dispilled. There many have left fingers and feet, both head and face. I have done harm on heads and knights have I killed. And many a lady for my love hath said, alas, brigand harness I have beaten to back and to bones, and beaten also many a groom to ground. Breastplates have I beaten, as Stephen was with stones, so fell a fighter in a field, was there never refound. To me no man is maked, for manhood mighty that is my name. Many a lord have I do lame, wander wide walketh my fame, and many a king's crown have I cracked. I am worthy and white, witty and wise. I am royal arrayed to reaven under the wrists. I am proudly apparelled in purpur and bis. As gold I glister in gear. I am stiff, strong, stalwart, and stout. I am the royalist readily that renneth in this rout. There is no knight so grisly that I dread nor doubt, for I am so doubtly dight that there may no dint me dear. And the king of pride, full pressed with all his proud presence, and the king of lechery, lovely his letters have me sent, and the king of wrath, full wordily with all his intent, they will me maintain with main and all their might. The king of covetous, and the king of gluttony, the king of sloth, and the king of envy, all those send me their livery. Where is now so worthy a wight? Yea, as a wight witty, here in this seat sit I. For no loves let I here for to sit.
Christ, as he is crowned king, save all this comely company, and grant you all his dear blessing that bonnily brought you on the rood tree. Now pray you prestly on every side to God omnipotent, to set our enemy sharply on side, that is, the devil and his covent, and all men to have a clear knowing of heaven bliss, that high tower. Methink it is a necessary thing for young and old, both rich and poor, poor conscience for to know. For conscience clear, it is my name. Conscience counselleth both high and low, and conscience commonly beareth great blame. Blame, yea, and oft times set in shame. Wherefore I read you, men, both in earnest and in game, conscience that ye know. For I know all the mysteries of man. They be as simple as they can, and in every company where I come, conscience is outcast. All the world doth conscience hate. Mankind and conscience been at debate, for if mankind might conscience take, my body would they brast, yea, and work me much woe.
Say how, fellow, who gave thee leave this way to go? What? Weenest thou I dare not come thee to?
Oh,
safe, thou harlot, whither in haste?
What? Let me go, sir. I know you naught.
No, bitched brothel, thou shalt be taught.
No.
For I am a knight, and I was sought. The world hath advanced me.
Why, good sir knight, what is your name?
Manhood. Mighty in mirth and in game, all power of pride have I ta'en. I am as gentle as jay on tree.
Sir, though the world have you to manhood brought, to maintain manner you were never taught. No, conscience clear, you know right naught, and this longeth to a knight.
Conscience? What the devil man is he?
Sir, a teacher of the spirituality.
Spirituality? What the devil may that be?
Sir, all that be leaders into light.
Light? Yea, but hark, fellow, yet light fain would I see.
Will ye so, sir knight? Then do after me.
Yea, and it to pride's pleasing be, I will take thy teaching.
Nay, sir, beware of pride, and you do well. For pride Lucifer fell into hell, till doomsday there shall he dwell, without an any outcoming. For pride, sir, is but a vain glory.
Peace, thou brothel, and let those words be, for the world and pride have advanced me. To me men loot full low.
And to beware of pride, sir, I would counsel you, and think on King Robert of Sicel. How he for pride in great poverty fell, for he would not conscience know.
Yea, conscience, go forth thy way, for I love pride, and will go gay. All thy teaching is not worth a stray. For pride, clep I my king.
Sir, there is no king but God alone, that bodily bought us with pain and passion because of man's soul's redemption. In scripture thus we find.
Say, conscience, see if thou wouldst have pride from me. What sayest thou by the king of lechery? With all mankind he must be, and with him I love to ling.
Nay, manhood, that may not be. From lechery fast you flee, for encumbrance it will bring thee, and all that to him will lend.
Say, conscience, of the king of sloth, he hath behind me mickle troth, and I may not forsake him for oath, for with him I think to rest.
Manhood, in scripture thus we find that sloth is a traitor to heaven king. Sir knight, if you will keep your king, from sloth clean you cast.
Say, conscience, the king of gluttony, he saith he will not forsake me, and I purpose his servant to be with main and all my might.
Think, manhood, on substance, and put out gluttony for cumbrance, and keep you with good governance, for this longeth to a knight.
What, conscience? From all my masters thou wouldst have me? But I will never forsake envy, for he is king of company, both with more and less.
Nay, manhood, that may not be. And ye will cherish envy. God will not well pleased be to comfort you in that case.
Aye, from five kings thou hast counselled me, but from the king of wrath I will never flee, for he is in every deed doughty. For him dare no man rout.
Nay, manhood, beware of wrath. For it is but superfluity that cometh and goeth. Yea, and all men his company hateth, for oft they stand in doubt.
Fie on thee, false flattering friar. Thou shalt rue the time that thou came here. The devil mot set thee on a fire, that ever I with thee meet. For thou counsellest me from all gladness, and would be set into all sadness. But ere thou bring me in this madness, the devil break thy neck. But, Sir Friar, evil mote thou thee. From 6 kings thou hast counselled me, but that day shall thou never see to counsel me from covetise.
No, sir, I will not you from covetise bring, for covetise I cleep a king. Sir, covetise in good doing is good in all wise. But, Sir Knight, will ye do after me, and covetise your king shall be?
Yea, sir, my troth I plight to thee, that I will work at thy will.
Manhood, will ye by this word stand?
Yea, conscience, hear my hand. I will never from it fang, neither loud ni still.
Manhood, ye must love God above all thing. His name in idleness ye may not ming. Keep your holy day from worldly doing. Your father and mother worship I. Covet ye to slay no man, nay, do no lechery with no woman. Your neighbour's goods take not by no way, and all false witness ye must deny. Neither, ye must not covet no man's wife, nor no good that him belieth. This covetise shall keep you out of strife. These been the commandments 10. Mankind, and ye these commandments keep, heaven bliss are you be heat. For Christ's commandments are full sweet and full necessary to all men.
What, conscience? Is this thy covetise?
Yea, manhood, in all wise, and covet to Christ's service, both to matins and to mass. Ye must, manhood, with all your might, maintain holy church's right, for this longeth to a knight, plainly, in every place.
Oh, what, conscience, should I leave all game and glee?
Nay, manhood, so mote I thee, all mirth in measure is good for thee. But, sir, measure is in all thing.
Measure, conscience? What thing may measure be?
Sir, keep you in charity, and from all evil company, for doubt of folly doing.
Folly? What thing callest thou folly?
Sir, it is pride, wrath, and envy, sloth, covetise, and gluttony. Lechery, the seventh is. These 7 sins I call folly.
What? Thou liest! To this 7 the world delivered me, and said they were kings of great beauty, and most of main and might. But yet, I pray thee, sir, tell me, may I not go arrayed honestly?
Yes, manhood, hardily, in all manner of degree.
But I must have sporting of play.
Sickly, manhood, I say not nay. But good governance keep both night and day, and maintain meekness and all mercy.
All mercy, conscience, what may that be?
Sir, all discretion that God gave thee.
Discretion I know not, so mote I thee.
Sir, it is all the wits that God hath you send.
Ah, conscience, conscience. Now I know and see thy cunning is much more than mine. But yet, I pray thee, sir, tell me, what is most necessary for man in every time?
Sir, in every time, beware of folly. Folly is full of false flattering. In what occupation that ever ye be, always, ere ye begin, think on the ending for blame. Now, farewell, manhood. I must wend.
Now, farewell, conscience. Mine own friend.
I pray you, manhood, have God in mind. Oh, and beware of folly and shame.
Yes, yes. Yea, come wind and rain. God let him never come here again. Now he is forward. And I am right fain, for in faith, sir, he had near counselled me all amiss. Now I have bethought me. If I shall heaven win, conscience teaching I must begin, and clean forsake the kings of sin that the world me taught, and conscience servant will I be, and believe as he hath taught me upon one God and persons three that made all things of naught. For conscience clear I clep my king, and his knight in good doing. For right of reason, as I find conscience teaching is true, the world is full of boast, and saith he is of might most, all his teaching is not worth a coast. For conscience he doth refuse. But yet will I him not forsake, for mankind he doth merry make. Though the world and conscience be at debate, yet the world will I not despise. For both in church and in cheaping and in other places being, the world findeth me all thing and doth me great service. Now here, full pressed, I think to rest. Now mirth is best.
In the plain text recording of the second movement of The World and the Child, Manhood was played by Robert Crichton, and Conscience was played by Rob Meissen. This episode was hosted and produced by myself, Robert Crichton, for the Beyond podcast. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Beyond Shakes. Visit our website at beyondshakespeare.org, or support our work by becoming a patron regularly at patreon.com/beyondshakespeare, or a one-off donation at ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. All of that helps pay for all of this. So do support us if you can. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.